Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Think Like an Integrator podcast. You guys should have seen me before. I'm like trying to hit record and it's not working. So it was definitely user error as we were getting started, but I'm glad that we got it working. And Rebecca is joining me today to talk all about Black Friday strategies. We're going to dive into some of the things that she has done with her own digital products. We also want to talk to you guys about Facebook ads and social media and just all in all, how can you leverage Black Friday as a digital business owner? Because we are definitely team, you should have a sale. Like I'll go ahead, like spoiler, I'll tell you that right now. There's a lot of value in having a Black Friday sale if you are a digital product owner, and we're going to dig into more of those specifics today. So Rebecca, thanks for coming back on the podcast.
Yay, I'm so glad to be back. It's one of my favorite places.
If you guys haven't listened to the first episode that Rebecca and I did together, gosh, it's probably been a few months now, I feel like. Yeah. We'll link that for you guys. We talked about Facebook ads specifically. So we'll make sure we link that. That way you guys can get to know Rebecca and just understand her expertise in Facebook ads. But also, I mean, in general, she's like a digital product boss. So here we go. We've just got so many things to talk about. So, okay, when it comes to Black Friday, Rebecca, would love to hear just your past experience, kind of summarizing. How many sales have you done in the past? Do you think we should do, like other digital product owners should do, Black Friday sales, things like that?
Oh man, if I were to think back, I was trying to think when my first Black Friday sale was, and I think it was when I didn't have digital products yet and I was just a photographer, because I'm pretty sure I did Black Friday sales back then too. It's just like one of those things that's so ingrained in me. So probably since 2018, 2019, somewhere in there, I'm pretty sure my first digital product Black Friday was either 2019 or 2020, and we've been going hard since then. And so I'm very pro, you need a Black Friday sale for sure if you have digital products. Whether you have a big audience or a small audience, I don't think it matters. I think every digital product business owner should be doing Black Friday sales because they're just, you can't skip it, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I feel like the con I hear from people, like when I'm talking to my clients or when we're talking at, you know, conferences and things like that to other digital product owners, they talk about like the noise of Black Friday and like, oh, I don't know, like, are people just going to like even hear me or even see like what's going on? I don't want to be a part of like all of that noise. And like, what's your feedback to that when like we like add to the noise of like, like you've hosted a sale every year for years and years and years, and I'm working with business owners that are hosting sales. So like, what would you say to somebody that's thinking that?
Gosh, I think it's honestly when people are the most ready to buy. Like everybody knows going into Black Friday, it's not like, ooh, am I going to buy something? It's what am I going to buy? Who am I going to buy from? Like I already have a Black Friday list going of things that I'm going to buy. I'm just waiting.
I have a note on my phone of like the businesses and I'm like, okay, I know they're going to do one. So here's what I need to look at. Yes.
Exactly. Like it's, and it's always as we're heading into this fall season of like, even like homeschool curriculum, I'm like, okay, I'm pretty sure this company is going to do Black Friday sales. So I'm going to wait to buy this curriculum until the Black Friday sale and all the things. And people are just so conditioned for that. And so I think it's just an easy sell. You don't really have to convince people to, you know, pull out their wallets. Their wallets are out in their hand and they're just looking of like, okay, who do I want to hand my credit card to? That's why I think like, yes, it's noisy, but at the same time, people are so ready. And so it's like, you may as well throw your name in the hat and add to the noise because they're looking to buy. So why not with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's honestly what is the most impactful is that people are ready to buy. So whether you have multiple products in a true shop format like yours, you know, if we go to your shop site, which we can link in the description for everybody to like take a look at, they're going to see all of the products that you offer, signature courses, templates, membership, literally everything is available and you put all of that on sale. So maybe you are listening to this and that's like a similar situation for your brand. So great, like you can have the true shop sale. or if you only have one product, you can still put it on sale Black Friday to like capitalize on the fact that your audience is ready to purchase something that week.
Totally. And like, I think it's a missed opportunity if you don't, because because you're always going to have people that are like lurkers in your audience who like they've been around for a while. They know who you are. They're just kind of waiting. And when they see your product pop up on a Black Friday sale, that may be the thing to like push them over the edge to jump in and make the purchase, because they've been lurking for so long. They've been thinking about it. And if you had never put it on sale, maybe they would still be lurking. And so it's just a great way to get those kind of like people that are like lukewarm, they're not really sure, to get to go ahead and jump in.
Absolutely. Okay, I think I know the answer to this question because of how long we've worked together, but I'm like, I have a little bit of doubt in my brain, so I'm going to ask it because I'm curious. Have you ever launched a brand new product during a Black Friday sale?
I don't think I have. Do you remember?
I didn't think so. I was like racking my brain remembering the sales we've done together, and I didn't remember anything being new.
No. And the reason is because that's a terrible time to launch something new. You know, I have big opinions. That's one of them, that there, because of all of the noise, it a new product will 100% get lost with the volume that you have to speak of, like, a sale, and then also I have something brand new. Like, it's just too much to throw at people all at once. And so I think in the past I've thought about launching something new, and Dream Crusher Cat was like, absolutely not.
Well, so okay, this is gonna be so funny. I love that we're doing this conversation, like recording, like we've never talked about this before together.
Yeah.
I launched my shop over Black Friday a couple of years ago for the first time.
Oh, man.
So it was interesting, okay? And there's like a couple of like different schools of thought with this. So on one hand, was there a lot of noise? Absolutely. On the other hand, I think I primed really well. Mm-hmm. And I had told my people literally, for weeks and weeks leading into Black Friday, I'm like showing sneak peeks on Insta story of like working on new products, talking to my audience about what do you want to see? Like, I'm doing a Trello template bundle. What templates do you want included? Like, it wasn't like if you build it, they will come sort of scenario. Like, I was flat out telling them, no, I'm actually building this thing. What do you want included in the shop? And so it helped that I was actually very happy with the revenue that came in like that week. But it was because I did so much priming work for weeks and weeks and weeks leading into the sale. And it wasn't just one product. I actually think it helps that it was a true shop. I think I had 4 or 5 like little smaller bundles and templates and things that were ready to go. So it gave that like, ooh, Black Friday, like I'm shopping on Kat's site. Like, let me add a couple of things to cart, like that sort of vibe. They were also all new, so my warm people wanted them. Yes. Like they were excited to like grab these things that they'd been asking me for. So that's like the little caveat to I would normally dream crush, like, don't launch something new. Like, people will be overwhelmed. However, that I think goes back to the audience size. And if you have a substantial audience asking for these things and you want to start priming ahead of time, it could work in your favor to say like, this is when it's happening, and you do it in that big shebang kind of week.
And I agree with that. I think it's different, like you said, launching an entire shop as brand new rather than you have an existing shop and you're trying to throw a product in there. Because I think that's where like the noise issue comes from, is you already have all these other products that you're also trying to promote. By the way, I have this one new thing. Whereas if the whole shop is new, I think that's a totally different game. And that I feel like is, you know, is fine because the whole thing is new. And like you're saying, it gives them like another door. If you think of it like a mall, you know, we're not just adding one or two things to a shelf. We are opening the doors to a brand new shop inside the mall. And so that has many things on the shelf. So I think that makes all the difference in that case.
Well, and I think you even mentioned, which this would be a whole nother episode at some point, but the problem with shop sales is that we're trying to sell so many things at once, right? And so we've talked about this in our mastermind, like when we did the mastermind with Caitlin both times, like that came up with everybody, I think, that had a shop of like, how do we evenly promote all of these things that we're talking about? And I think it's easier to do that in a Black Friday scenario because there is noise, because people are seeing all of the shops that they love with all of the things on sale. So you don't even have to worry about your products competing against each other. It's just, again, like opening the mall, like, oh, here we go, like come and buy, like, what do you want? It's all 50% off or whatever. Versus if you do your own shop sale in October or in January or whenever, you are fighting a little bit with yourself to make sure that the brand messaging is clear between all of the products that you have.
100%. Yeah, for sure.
So pricing, let's talk about that. When you are thinking about a Black Friday sale, what do you feel like makes the most sense and is the most strategic for the percentage off that the product should be?
I think your Black Friday sale should be your biggest sale of the year. Like whatever your other sales are, Black Friday should be the biggest. And honestly, like I think anything less than like 40% or 50%, people will just like pass by. If you're like Black Friday, 20% off, like I think that that is not going to be a scroll stopper. And there's so many other shops that are on sale for more than 20%. And so I would say at least 40%. I choose to do 50% for mine.
Agreed. I also think that pricing speaks the loudest. So don't just say, well, I'm going to do 20% off, but throw in this extra bonus. Like, yes. I don't think people care about that when it's a Black Friday scenario. Because again, going back to what Rebecca said initially, like people literally have their wallets out. Like they are ready every day of that Black Friday weekend period of like, what emails am I getting? What's on sale? What Christmas gifts can I buy? How can I like use up a business expense, you know, like a cost right now? Like, what do I need to do? And so they're not really worried about bonuses. They're worried about the price.
Yes. And, you know, and even if you choose not to have everything 50% off, even if you have like a couple things 50% off, you can say the shop is up to 50% off and that speaks volumes. But I will say, don't like undercut yourself. So I would say make sure that your regular price is set at a place where you can do the deep discount. And so keep that in mind. You know, even Amazon does that. Amazon Prime Days, if you ever notice, they actually slowly raise their prices leading up to Prime Day so that when they have these crazy discounts, it's kind of what they always intended to sell their products at. And so I would say definitely like keep that in mind with your product. If you're wanting to sell a course for $200, don't price it at $200 regular price, because then what you have no room to do any kind of sale for Black Friday. And so maybe price it at $400 so that at Black Friday, you can cut it 50% off to $200 where you always intended to sell it.
Absolutely. And so that's good feedback for those of you guys listening that are planning to do a Black Friday sale. Like literally right now, we are in September. So I want you to go and look at all of your pricing and figure out like, okay, what do I need to raise? And then go to the Kajabi offer, go to the ThriveCart checkout, whatever it is, and go ahead and make that raise so that you can have a more substantial discount available and still be making the same amount of revenue when you're hosting your sale. That should honestly be what you're doing when you're pricing yourself just at any point in the, like, so not just for Black Friday, but then when you have a funnel price, if you do a tripwire price, like any of those things, like you want to make sure that it's still priced the money that you want to be making on that.
Yes. And you don't have to tell anybody that you're like raising those prices. Just do it. Literally, nobody's probably going to even notice. And so just raise that price. When it comes time for the discount, you have an amazing discount and people are going to buy.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. So the strategies that you use for Black Friday, let's talk about the sales that you've done in the past, because again, you've done a handful of Black Friday sales, services, as well as digital products. And what are some of the things that you feel like have made the most impact on your sales?
Yeah, I think for one is my pricing is for Black Friday, I do 50% off, and that is the lowest sale that I do all year. Throughout the year, I think I have like some 30%, some 20%, but the 50% only happens once, and that's Black Friday. I think the timing of my sale is strategic, and so I start my sale the Monday, the week of like Black Friday, so it's it really is like Black Friday week. And so I started that Monday and I run it all the way through the following Monday, which is Cyber Monday. So it's a pretty long sale. And I know some people only do their Black Friday sale, like, you know, starting Black Friday through the weekend. I choose to start mine on Monday so that I have plenty of time to be in front of people, to get loud, you know, promote all the things that I want to promote, all the things. I think another thing that I do like really strategically is my marketing, where I think that is probably the piece that makes the biggest difference, is that I'm very consistent across all of my platforms and I have a very robust marketing plan going into Black Friday. Last year was not as robust. I was very, very pregnant. I literally had a baby like 2 weeks later. But the year before that was my biggest Black Friday like ever. And it 100% was due to our marketing plan, where our team was extremely strategic with, you know, our emails and the things we're putting out on social media organically and the reels and our ads and all the things put together, communicated a very consistent message. And we were just really robust. We went all out on every single platform and it made a huge difference.
Really did. And I know this year we've already talked about like, okay, what's the Black Friday plan right now? And we're working on that project plan, which it might seem crazy to some people because it's still 2 months away, but it's not crazy. Like, we want to make sure that there are a lot of moving pieces. And so we want to have a project plan that's like well built out so that we're not stressed out the week before trying to get everything done like right away.
Yes. And the fact that I am a mom of three kids, I have an 8-month-old at home and a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old that I homeschool. And so it's like, I knew for me this year, especially, I needed to be even more strategic with my time and batching and getting things done. And so giving us that really long runway of, you know, 8 weeks or however long, I mean, when did we start this plan, Kat? Probably 2 or 3 weeks ago,
in August.
We've been thinking Black Friday for a long time. And the reason is because I want it to be robust, but I know I have to give myself the time to be able to, you know, get all my reels filmed and get all my ads done and design all the things and have our team put it all together. And if I didn't have that runway, like there's not enough hours in the day for me to do it. So starting early is key.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So another key takeaway for this episode, you guys, is not only look at the pricing, but then also think about how you can start now and what do you want Black Friday to look like? Something that I know Rebecca said is a reason that she feels like hers have been successful is the length of time that she does her Black Friday sales. And I have to say that I agree with that. After seeing dozens of Black Friday sales over the last couple of years that like my team has been behind the scenes like working on, I think having more time is really helpful for your audience because it is noisy, because they are getting a lot of emails, they are getting hit with more ads and seeing more things on social, but they're also busy. Like, your audience is probably traveling around Thanksgiving, maybe their kids are out of school, so it just feels like crazy rhythms like in the home and all of these things. And so you want to give people more touch points to be able to see the product that you have and see the sale that is available. And so I used to say that you shouldn't do a week-long sale unless you had enough products. Like, if you only had 3 products, you didn't need to do a whole week because you could talk about them in a handful of days and be fine. I don't think that's true anymore. I think now, honestly, having a week or at least a longer weekend, if you wanted to start like Wednesday instead of the Monday or something like that, like give yourself more time so that your audience has the time to see about those products. I also think that it's really helpful, and we have done this with Rebecca's sales in the past, to have what I call an anchor product when you are hosting a shop sale. And so this is actually true whether it's Black Friday, whether it's Labor Day, whether it's just you decide to host a spring sale and there's no holiday like around it. If you're talking about multiple products to your audience, it's nice to have an anchor product for yourself in your messaging. Rebecca, I don't even know how many products are in your shop. I feel like I should have like counted them all before we did this interview. A lot.
Literally don't know. I know we have 4 signature courses. We have a membership. We have presets and like a handful of templates, probably 5 or 6.
And 2 mini courses.
Mini courses. I think.
A lot. I think like a dozen. I mean, we have like a good bit that we're working with. And so it's helpful for us when we're thinking about this strategy to say like, well, what's the most important thing? Of course, revenue. Of course, we're thinking about like good, better, best, like what's overall revenue goals. But for messaging, Rebecca needs to know like, okay, well, if I'm doing reels, it seems silly to just do one reel for per product. Some of these products are so small. They're not really going to bring in as much money. They're more of the like quick add to cart thing. I don't need the big reel. But what really do I want to push? And then she can make sure that she's got more reels and more messaging on Instagram around a specific product or pain point that she feels like addresses, like that fits with her audience. And then same goes for email marketing. We don't have an email about every single product. Oh, we try to do like, that would be a lot. We try to do like an email that's like mini course, you know, and we'll focus on that, or we'll do, well, again, we'll pick like an anchor product that we feel like makes the most sense for either the time frame or just what Rebecca has decided, like this is the most important for me. I want to sell the most of these. And so I want to encourage all of you guys to do that. If you have multiple products, think about what's the one you really want to push. Maybe it's a signature program that you don't open very often. You're only opening it during Black Friday. That's a huge push. Maybe it's a membership. Maybe it's a smaller template. Like whatever it is, for whatever reason, just have one anchor product to anchor the messaging and the audience around it.
Yeah. And because I have so many to choose from, obviously not all of them can be an anchor product. And so one thing that I do to help choose, like which ones do I want us to focus on through the sale, is I go through my profit and loss statement and for the year. And I look at, okay, what has brought in the most revenue through the entire year? Because if something brings in, you know, tens of thousands, and then something brings in like maybe 1,000, I'm not going to promote the 1,000, like I'm not going to waste an anchor position on something that only makes $1,000. I'm going to use my anchor positions on my best sellers, the things that bring in the most revenue, because that is just where the revenue lies. And so that's one way that I'm like really strategic as to what it is that we're talking about. And like Kat said, we have like the smaller products are like maybe bump offers or like, oh, hey, don't forget to add this to your cart. They're just kind of bonus things that are there to kind of beef up the sale. But there's only a handful of products that are really like my big revenue generators. And those are the ones that we focus our energy on talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've also had other clients do like deals of the day and kind of get maybe more creative with various details throughout the sale period. I know, Rebecca, we've never done that with yours. Like we're pretty cut and dry with like, it's 50% off. This is the week-long period. From the logistical perspective, that's easiest to just be like, here's the sale and this is when it starts and this is when it ends. And there's not like tech issues that we have to, you know, worry about kind of in the middle when you're turning a bonus on or off or like updating pricing and things like that. So I will say that if this is one of your first Black Friday sales and it's like just you or you have a really small team, like just keep it simple. You do not have to get crazy creative with all of these like bonus situations. I think going back to the pricing, that's like the most important, is making sure that you have a strong enough percentage off that will entice your audience the whole time.
Yeah, definitely.
So we talked about a little bit briefly like ads and how you factored that into your overarching strategy of in all of your marketing, like consistently, you know that consistent marketing is key. We're hitting them on emails. You have very robust Facebook groups. We're also leveraging Instagram, Reels, Stories, Feed, all parts of Instagram. What about Facebook ads?
Ooh, I'm a huge fan of Facebook ads all the time, especially for Black Friday. But the thing to know is that ads are more expensive for Black Friday. Why? Because everybody and their mom are running ads for Black Friday. And so one thing that I try to do specifically for Black Friday is really focus in my ads on our warm audience, because those are the people that are most likely to make a purchase from me. I could send ads to, you know, this cold audience if I wanted to, but those people don't even like, know, and trust me yet. And so that's going to take time. And with as much volume that's just going on with Black Friday, they are not the most likely to make a purchase. We already said the people that are most likely are your lurkers, the people that have been like kind of watching and observing and hanging around. And so those are the people that I really want to go after with my ads. And so I go really hard with a warm audience, people that are on my email list, people that have been engaging in my social media, my website for the past, you know, year. Because a lot of times I, even for a warm audience, I'll only target like the past 6 months, but for Black Friday, I'll expand it to about a year because there are people that found me in January that have been lurking and whatnot and waiting. They're like, okay, Black Friday's it. I want to be able to scoop those people in too. So I think ads are extremely effective, but you have to be very strategic as to who you target with those Black Friday ads to really get the most bang for your buck.
Super helpful. And I feel like that is what sets it apart too, is then it's easier for you on the ad spend side because you're not necessarily throwing money at the cold audience like you would in any other sort of like live launch scenario and trying to convert new people. You just really want Black Friday to focus on who is already here.
Yes. And you can get really strategic as to like even like people that have visited certain sales pages. Okay, if they visit this course sales page, I'm going to retarget them with an ad specific for that course and that product for Black Friday. Like, yes, you want to have some general like 50% off the whole sale, but it's also really nice to have like course specific or product specific ads that are going just to those people, that it's a lower daily budget, but they're highly targeted. So only the people that have visited my preset page, for example, are going to get preset ads because they've been lurking for the past few months at the presets and they hadn't made a purchase yet. And so depending on how many products that you have, that could be a great way to like kind of beef up your ad strategy by still being super, super strategic and pointed.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So smart. So overall, you guys, I hope you feel like this episode gave you a little bit more confidence and encouragement around hosting a Black Friday sale. Again, whether you have one product or you have over a dozen like Rebecca, we want you to feel excited to jump into hosting a Black Friday sale. Looking now, like key action items now, go ahead and start thinking about your overall project plan, knowing that you have like about an 8-week runway. So think about what needs to happen on the operation side as well as the marketing side of things to really see the best success with the sale, and also looking at your pricing now so that you can make adjustments to be able to have such a great percentage off during the Black Friday season.
Yeah, and you can do it. You have the time, like you have these 8 weeks, take advantage of it. Don't let this be the year that you're like, oh man, I really wish I would have started early. Like, you can do it. Jump in, commit to it, and make a plan, even if it's a small plan. Like, start somewhere. And, you know, this doesn't have to be this super robust, all the things. Start with one layer of all the things that we talked about. Mm-hmm. And then as you have the capacity, add a layer and add a layer. And maybe next year it's more robust than this year. And, you know, just do what you can. But the key is just to start. Do something this year.
Yes, absolutely. And if you guys are listening to this and you have specific questions, send us an Instagram DM. Rebecca frequently comes on to kind of take over and answer questions on the agency Instagram, specifically on the ad side, since that's like her expertise. But I mean, in general, just with some of these Black Friday strategies, like either one of us would love to chat with you. So shoot us a message and I'll link her store in the description of this episode, just so you guys can kind of like browse and see the layout and some of the other the products and the things that are available over there. And you could, you know, keep an eye on what she's going to be hosting for Black Friday, because she's definitely doing a Black Friday sale. Yeah. Well, thank you, Rebecca. Spoiler, I know. Thank you for jumping on today. As always, it's so fun to chat about this. And I'm excited for the Black Friday sale that you're going to be doing later.
Yay. Can't wait.